USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is mourning the loss of the 13 service members who were killed in a bomb attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan.
The lives we lost today were lives given in the service of liberty, the service of security, and the service of others, in the service of America.
He said to those who carried out the attack, "We will not forgive, we will not forget, and we will make you pay." U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie Jr. said the mission will continue.
Despite this attack, we are continuing the mission.
He said they are coordinating. He said they are coordinating with the Taliban.
They have a practical reason for wanting us to get out of here by the 31st of August. And that's that they want to reclaim the airfield. We want to get out by that day, too, if it's going to be possible to do so. So we share a common purpose.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention businesses of all sizes affected by COVID-19. The federal government has introduced the Employee Retention Credit. It's a new relief program that allows you to collect up to $14,000 per employee. If your business was forced to close due to COVID-19 or you lost 20% or more of your sales, you may qualify for free financial relief. There's no limit to the amount you can file for, and you don't have to pay the money back. Call the ERC program experts today. They'll explain to you how much you qualify for and how fast the funds can be in your business bank account. To find out if you qualify for the ERC program, call the IPG Law Group right now for details. There's no upfront cost to you, and you could receive up to $14,000 per employee. Call right now for details.
800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197.